You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, I say about weight loss, you know, losing weight is a fight. And whoever has never been in the fight and especially struggling with morbid obesity, you know, has no idea. When some people think or that they do, but until you become, you know, 600-700 pounds, I mean, and people say I'm 300 pounds, 400 pounds, and I understand where you're coming from, or, you know, I was over 200 pounds. It's just a whole different set of rules, and it's a fight. But, you know, keeping off the weight is the battle, and it's a whole other battle. It's that, man, we don't, you know, understand it. I mean, getting the weight off, and then now, you know, we face it, and then we don't really have the tools to keep it off. And I can't wait, you know, till I get my weight off to find out, you know, what that battle is. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be prepared with the mind, because that mind's the battlefield. And that's where we have to get it. If we have something missing, then you can lose all the weight you want to, but then keeping it off, then that's a whole different game. And we're going to talk about that with our guest. We have an incredible guest that we're going to talk to. His name's David Smith, and I can't wait for you to hear his story. But welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
You know, Brandon, you know, it's like that losing weight and the fight, the struggle, the, you know, the kickback, the, you know, the wanting to quit, the wanting to throw in the towel, the, you know, the discouragement, all that stuff comes with it. And then the whole other thing, and talk to so many people that not only lost, you know, 400-500 pounds, but also they lost it and then gained it back and then some. And the thing is like, you know, what's missing? And I can't wait to really roll up our sleeves and talk about this and, you know, get down to brass tacks. But before that, I just, like I said, I love every one of you that listen to us, and especially you that have given us great reviews, that have, you know, emailed us and said, hey, I started my journey, or this has inspired me. So thank you so much for the 5-star reviews that you can go to theobesityrevolution.com, and you can listen to our podcast anywhere, your favorite platform, and then also give us some love and leave a 5-star review. And without further ado, here is another one of your 5-star reviews.
Another 5-star review from Rachel Harris. Today is day 3 of the 21-day challenge. Yesterday was hard. I cried over a tortilla, but I ate my fajita plate and was satisfied. I did 2 15-minute rounds with Sean's videos and hit my water goal.
Well, and thank you for that great 5-star review, and we really appreciate it. But, you know, Brandon, I was talking to Robert Reams, okay? And that's exactly what he said. He's like, you know, losing that weight is that fight, but keeping it off is the battle.
Right.
What's your thoughts? I mean, it is a fight, but then now what the battle is coming in and now keeping it off.
It absolutely is. And a lot of times, you know, I see with a lot of clients that I do work with, you may not have the right intentions the first time, second or third time you try losing weight. You've got to figure out what your internal motive is and what you want to do to get there. But at the same time, keeping it off and getting in that mindset is a whole nother struggle as well. You know, you see the people that jump back and forth. I can't tell you how many clients that I work with, and we're going to get down to it eventually, but we'll put on the same 20 to 30 pounds 10 times, you know, and that happens just as much as 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. There's no difference between those. Just because the numbers are bigger doesn't mean there's a difference between the issue at stake that's going on and being able to tackle it and figure it out and move forward.
That's right on. I mean, it's like, and it gets painstaking or however it happens. But, you know, Brandon, our guest, David Smith, incredible, incredible man, has been through the fight and the battle. And of course, he is now working with Robert Williams, but I won't take any of his thunder away. We'll get into that. But David Smith, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How are you today?
I'm fine, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. I mean, thanks for putting up with us, you know? I mean, what better way to wake up in the morning? The best part of waking up is Brandon and Sean in your cup.
Hey, it's working.
It is. It's like, hey, man.
I'm not a morning person, but hey, you guys got me on.
See, look at that. Look at that. Never say you can't be. I hate the mornings too. Now, Brandon, on the other hand, he lives in the morning, you know? So yeah. By the time I'm going to bed, he's waking up. So that's about the same thing for you too. I'm a night owl and I love the nightlife baby. You know what I'm saying? I love the nightlife baby. But anyways, David, let's get into this. Listen to this. Tell us a little bit of your backstory, if you don't mind.
Oh boy, where do we begin? just in a nutshell, back in 2002, I unfortunately lost my mother to cancer, and on her deathbed, she basically wanted me to lose this weight and start living. And then 2003, I reached out to a local news channel, and they got me in contact with Chris Powell, and I ended up losing substantial amount of weight with him. I went from 630 pounds to 229 was my lowest, and I kept it off for years. I kept it off for at least 5 years or so, and then all of a sudden, life happened in a different direction for me. I was well known in I did a lot of TV shows. I got a lot of notoriety for it. And all of a sudden, everything was happening and then everything stopped. And, life wasn't working out. And I ended up turning to food. And I, because it's the one thing that was always there for me. And unfortunately, I got all the way back up to 710 pounds. And this was last year when I was about 710 pounds, and around the beginning of this year, I had a friend reach out to Dr. Phil, and they got in contact with me, and it got set up with Robert Reams, and so far I went from 656 on the show to a weigh-in that I had the other day. That I was around 560 pounds.
So, wow. Good man, job.
So it's been a yo-yo. I mean, I'm the world's greatest yo-yo dieter so far, but I want to change that.
Wow, man. Well, good on coming, back there and, working with Robert now. And, that was a great episode that you had on the Dr. Phil show. I mean, it got real. And I don't know if you've seen it, Brandon, but David's an inspiration to me. He has been, for about 12 years now.
Wow.
And he got a great platform, but David is the man, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm excited. I went over his story a little bit and excited to dive deeper into this.
Now, think about this, though, David. Here's what I want to ask, okay? Losing weight or gaining is a symptom, okay? And in order truly to heal, you must get to the cause of the condition, okay? So my question to you is that, you had all this success. You lost 400 pounds. You had notoriety. You had a national platform. What was missing in your first major loss that drove you to gain, number one, you drove you to gaining your weight back, that what was missing then that you have now that is going to help you to get it off, but also to keep it off?
I would say my foundation was very shaky. I built the greatest, so to speak, tower reaching towards the sky, and I got to the upper stratosphere, and my foundation, which is my mind, my soul, wasn't right. And that ended up crumbling down. Even though I looked amazing on the outside, in the inside, it was just as ugly as I looked out as far as looking good on the outside. And so, you know, it's the mind. It totally is. And, you know, I'm going on a doctor on demand, and they have, you know, psychologists that I'm able to pick up on my phone. And I've had the same one since January that I've been talking to on video on demand. So that's what I've been doing as far as getting my foundation set right this time around.
So that foundation that you had, what about mindset? I mean, like, did you think that you got it off? Did you have the right mindset even?
Back in the past, no, I didn't have the right mindset. And that's everything, is to have your mind right before you get to that success. Because if not, it's just, you know, it's just like trying to, I don't know. It's just it's not going to work, because that's why, you know, we always turn back to the things that got us there in the first place, because we're not truly happy and we want to, you know, feel some type of happiness and some comfortability. And, you know, unfortunately, food's always there, it seems.
In that, wow. And like you said, Brandon, mindset. I mean, what do you think about that, to where, you know, David said, I didn't have the foundation. And how many times do we see that, you know, not having the foundation, not having the mindset that keeps you in the game? And it's not going to, you know, help you to win that battle if you don't have the right mindset.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about it and circle back to it on this show and in the gym just all the time. You've got to try to find that true reason why you want to get to where you want to get to. Now, there may be pieces of it that motivate you and inspire you to get going, but they, you know, that foundation doesn't hold up. It doesn't withstand up. It'll get you somewhere temporary. It's kind of like a spare tire. You're only meant to be on it for a little bit till you can get to the right tire on. So finding that motivation and internal reason of why you want to move forward and what keeps you getting back up. Because as we keep talking continuously, you're going to keep getting knocked down. So find that reason that gets you back up. And for those who are listening, they may not know, David worked with Chris Powell. Now he's working with Robert Reams, who are very high level elite trainers. So check them out if you don't know who they are. I don't personally know Chris, but we've had the opportunity to do a podcast, and we've done a podcast with Robert Reams, who just seems like an outstanding trainer. So David, what's your shift now? What's your angle now at attacking this process?
It's me wanting to live again, because, you know, when I was 710 pounds, there was nothing there. I was dying last year. You know, I didn't want to die when I was 42 years old. I should be living a life instead of dying. Basically, I had my father looking into, you know, end of life options for me, because, you know, we looked into like life insurance and what I was going to happen when I did pass, if I want to be cremated or buried and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to end up this time.
Here's what I want to ask too, David. Think about this, okay? You lost all that 400 pounds, right? You know, what can you tell us that, you know, you were looking, you say, you know, you were looking good on the outside, right? You know, you lost all this. You were, you know, doing and looking into training and starting, you know, all kinds of stuff. As you're looking on the other side, like where, you know, to keep it off, and you had a new life, you had people looking at you different, right? Because, you know, guaranteed, there are people treated, you know, people that are 600 pounds differently than they do somebody that's 246 pounds like you were. So what, you know, tell us what you were seeing at that time. You know, after you lost this weight, what were you looking at? You know, I know you said something about you didn't like yourself. You still hated yourself. So go into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, I looked amazing on the outside, but on the inside, I was battling some demons. Mm-hmm. I felt very angry at how people were treating me on that by seeing the outside of me and just giving me compliments and being, you know, nice to me and treating me as a human. And in my head, I was still that 600-pound person. And I'm like, how dare you? How dare you, you know, treat me so nicely when I was the other way around? I was laughed at. I was ridiculed. And to all of a sudden be something that I felt that I wasn't yet, it just destroyed me. And, you know, I could have turned to drugs. I could have turned to alcohol, but I ended up going back to that one thing that comforted me, and that was food.
Wow. Well, David, with that, what are some of the actions that you're taking now to keep that from happening? Or have you kind of felt like you've kind of conquered that hurdle and position in your life and you're ready to move forward?
It's always going to be a battle. It's always going to be a battle. You know, nobody is going to have the perfect mindset. We're always going to have to find an outlet to get out those emotions and feelings. And, you know, it's always going to be there. So I feel that I'll have to be in therapy for the rest of my life.
Wow. And why would you say that? Why do you? Because how much the battle of your mind, of even the foundation that you had as a kid. You know, I've suffered traumatic experiences whenever I was a kid, and I still can't shake it to this day.
It's trauma. It's always going to be there, and it'll always be there. And like I said, if we don't have a healthy outlet, then we'll just go back to our bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So David, for you, what's your healthy outlet?
My healthy outlet right now is, you know, with all the madness going on in the world, I can't watch TV. I can't have it on CNN and all those news channels 24/7 without feeling depressed. So, and of course, there's no sports on TV at all either. So it's been video games for me. I've been just logging into my PlayStation 4 and, you know, trying to live a fantasy life for the time being right now, for the short term.
But you're also out there, you know, exercising and walking, even on bike ride with your dad. And you do all that stuff too, right? That's an outlet for you.
Unfortunately, there's no bike riding at this point. My father has a knee injury, and I don't have the green light to really start anything right now. It's only been walking for me because I've had some health issues that have caught up with me. And even though I have these health issues, it's a constant battle. And, you know, I'm doing what I can just to get some healthiness, just to get my immune system up.
Mm. Working with Robert, you know, who is an amazing man in of itself, has pretty much helped you to where with that saying, okay, Robert helping you, Brandon helping me, right?
Yeah.
We're landing this, and I really want you, and I want to ask you this, okay? You know, we can have the best trainers in our life, and we do. You, Robert, me, Brandon.
Exactly.
They can't do it for us. What's your thought about that, David?
You know, they're there with us for the short term of the day. I mean, it's 30 minutes, 60 minutes, whenever we want to reach out to each other. But the rest of the day, it's us and our emotions and feelings. And you could have the best trainer in the world, but if you don't put forth that effort, that commitment, you're just going to end up doing the wrong thing.
Mm. So it's like us versus us, right, David? Like David versus David, Sean versus Sean.
Yeah, it's going to be like that. It's like that. You can't have somebody there all the time and just keeping you accountable. It's you. It's if you're not behind it, then you're not going to get far at all.
Mm. And Brandon, you know, you always say that, you know, I can't be with you and you don't want to be a trainer to somebody for life. You know, and it's like, you know, I can tell you, you can send me your macros all you want to, you know, you can come and work out, but it's like what you said, what David just said, you know, which, you know, talking about that is that you can't do it for us.
Yeah.
It's got to be on us. You've said that a million times.
It absolutely is. And a lot of times, you know, I see with a lot of clients that I do work with, what I like to break down a little bit, you know, and I do this in other areas of my life, sometimes we really, really disrespect ourselves by not being true to ourselves. So for instance, we're going to tell ourselves, just for an example, I may lose 10 pounds this month and you do everything wrong. You had one bad day, so you throw everything out the window. Now, if you were to sit there and Sean was to sit there and tell me that he was going to lose 10 pounds, he's probably going to push harder and work harder. I may work harder in certain areas of my life for somebody else than I do myself. But the grand scheme of things, you got to look back at it and be like, no, I need to be doing this for me, not for the validation of, yes, of my trainer, not for the validation of my boss or my family. I need to do this and hold true to me. So I need to start finding ways to be honest with myself and be real with myself. Because if myself's not in check, then when it comes down to other people, I can't pour out of an empty glass. So again, try to get on that level and look at yourself and say, okay, I'm going to hold my word to myself. I don't care about anybody else right now. Let's get this nailed down and move forward. And then we can go from there.
Wow.
Well,
that speaks volumes. Am I right, David? I mean, that speaks to us. We he's speaking our language.
It sure is.
Oh, and David, here's what I want to ask. Final thought. Okay. From you to everybody else out there, you know, you lost the weight, gained it back, and then some, got notoriety. We said that the battle, you're battling it now, you know, down, you know, a significant amount of weight now, and you're beating it. But what's your final thought to everybody out there that's in the same struggle that maybe lost it, gained it, or they're wanting to start their weight loss journey? What's your final thought to everybody out there?
You have to put forth some effort. You do have to take a step or two, and the step or two will turn into three or four. It's a snowball effect. It's going to build up momentum. You just have to get started.
Mm. You just have to get started. Anybody can start.
Anybody.
Anybody. And staying consistent is key. And David, you know what? Let me say something to you. You're an incredible man. You know, your weight loss, I mean, I've seen you, you know, for years. We've been friends for years. And you really helped me and influenced me along the path, because I seen your story. I knew your story. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for hanging in there and fighting and, you know, chalking up those W's, like Robert says. You're doing it. And thank you for being a great influence to me.
Oh, thank you, Sean. I'm just grateful to still be alive, and thank you for inspiring others as well. It's the one thing that we both have. We just have that notion not to give up. So as long as you don't give up, you'll make it.
Well, you're right. And it's, I don't know if it's a thin line between stupidity or strength, right? I mean, it's like, we're just, I guess, dumb enough to not quit, right? I mean, am I right, Brandon?
That's right.
We just have to keep going. That's the only way.
And we can't. We don't want to. We don't have to give up. You know, it may have times of struggle and it sucks, but we're going to continue on.
Yeah.
Well, David, you inspire me, brother. And so what I'd like to do, if you're down with this in about 6 months, I'd like to have you on for a progress report to let us know how you're doing, so everybody that's listening can follow your journey. What do you think about that?
I'm definitely down. I am. I just, you know, like I said, I hope somebody finds some motivation in all this, and I'll be happy to do
that. Well, good. So, Brandon, what's your final thought in all this?
Well, I just want to finish out with saying, you know, how incredibly strong David is. And, you know, even though he lost all the weight, put it back on, he's also diving back in to take it right back off. And when somebody continuously gets up after getting knocked down, you can't beat them. So that's yes. Awesome. And I want the people listening to take that same concept, take that same theory and continue to move forward. Whatever's knocking you down, get right back up and continue pushing, because we're going to have yo-yos. We're going to have up and downs, but you can get through it and you will.
That's good. Well, there you have it. Another episode. Thank you, David.
Anytime, Sean. Brandon, have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much, brother. You're the best. And great final thought, Brandon. So just get started and stay consistent and don't quit. So on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Get started and we got your back.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.